Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're not going to give me a call, you know, I look forward to you emailing me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also invite you to social network with me. So if you're on Facebook, feel free to join my Smooth Drama group. Either myself or Mr. J will add you, and you can talk a taste about pretty much anything. We go all over the place in the Smooth Drama group. And basically, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. And we can talk about whatever. Now, obviously, what happened in Vegas is front and center in everybody's mind. But I'm not going to quite get into that yet, you know. I'm going to save that. Because there were some other things that happened. Obviously, they didn't involve deaths and countless amount of people being shot. But we can still talk about some other stuff that happened. For example, OJ got freed. I know it wasn't high on everybody's list, and I'm here because I have to do what they call the mea culpa and say, hey, I never thought he'd get free. Even when they freed him, I was like, they gonna kill his ass in jail. But he's free. OJ is really and truly out. Amidst all that stuff that happened in Vegas, OJ getting out didn't even mean anything. They just like, they're like, they have secret things. We gonna whisk him away, and nobody even cared. It's like, oh yeah, OJ's gone. So what? Yeah, piece of the juice. Although there was some little controversy behind that, because OJ actually wanted to go to Florida where his kids are, but the attorney general in Florida was like, nah, she didn't want him there, and so he has to stay in Nevada a little bit longer. So I would tell him, hey man, Florida is where you went wrong in the first place. You was down there playing golf, talking about writing books. If I would have did it, this is how I would have done it. You know, stupid shit like that. You know, I mean, if you're OJ, man, just leave the country. I'm thinking if you petition to like go to the Bahamas or somewhere like that, they would let you. I don't think nobody's trying to hold you here, OJ. Just my advice to you, one black man to another, go to a place where they don't even give a damn about you there. It's too damn pretty. Being worried about whether or not you're there and if you kill people or whatever, nobody would give a damn in the Bahamas. But hey, that's just my advice. Take it or leave it. In the meantime, on a much lighter note, there's a restaurant in Bangkok. Not that you plan on going to Bangkok, but for some reason, just saying Bangkok is just funny. Not to demean the name, but it's Bangkok. And when we start talking about, you know, Asian names, Asians have some interesting names when you transfer them over to English. I mean, their names are like as provocative, you know, their name Hung and P-U-C, fuck. I mean, they have these names. It's like, it's crazy. Anyway, pushing the button. In Bangkok, they have a penis-shaped waffle in the restaurant. It's called Pho Hai Ma. And it translates to "I got it from my dad" in English, which makes no sense whatsoever, right? Because it's like, we talking about penis-shaped waffles. I got it from my dad. So your daddy gives you penis? Is that what they're trying to say? I'm confused as hell. I don't even understand what it means. But anyway, basically, these penis-shaped waffles, desserts, some of them are stuffed with sausage and cheese, come with sauces, ketchup, mayo, or chocolate. They sell for like $1.20. And apparently, you know, it went viral last week. And they sold, but they got like 19 million views. And a lot of people go there to, for lack of a better word, eat a dick. You know, it's kind of funny. People are lining up to eat a dick. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about that. Now, speaking of eating a dick, you know, we've argued about sex toys and objects of that nature, and so, you know, I've always come out and said, I mean, I don't see the difference. You know, sex toys are sex toys, and people who have them is like, well, you know, because women complain about men with sex toys, but they have sex toys. And at this point, I think it's weird that people, you know, are fussing and fighting over it. But more and more happen. So, for example, there was a electronics festival apparently this past week. And at the electronics festival, there was AI, artificial intelligence robot named Samantha. So Samantha is there, and apparently she can respond to gentle seduction. I don't know what gentle seduction is, but I guess what happens is Samantha gets aroused the more she's romance. Now, I don't know how you romance a robot and how a robot responds to you romancing it. It's kind of weird, right? Anyway, at this festival, this Arts Electronica Festival in Linz, Austria, people were taking it to the next level. They were like mounting her breast, legs, and arms. They broke her fingers, and she was heavily soiled. Oh man. Now I know it's just all for fun, but you start thinking like people, you know, there's the whole sex toy thing. Then you start talking about you're mounting a robot in public. I mean, to the point where you're like breaking the, I mean, people take it that seriously. You know, far be it from me to jump in the way of anyone's fantasy and how they, you know, perceive their own sensual and sexual pleasure. But this, the whole virtual reality, I mean, is there like some etiquette for fantasies in how you go about doing it? You're soiling a robot in public. It's kind of weird. Not that I want to hang out, but apparently in Austria, if you're a robot, you're an AI, you can get it. Oh, and speaking of getting it, you know, there's a new age way of saying things. You know, once again, what some people call sex trafficking, we call slavery, but it's kinder and gentler now. There's a bill called SESTA, which is Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. And basically, it's about stopping the plague of online sex trafficking. Which, you know, it sounds good in theory, right? Because it's saying, hey, they want to stop sex for money performed by children or adults subject to forced fraud or coercion. And it would criminalize knowing conduct by a site that assists, supports, or facilitates those crimes. And so, you know, on September 19th, the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation had a hearing to promote and, you know, this bill, SESTA. Now, the thing is, SESTA introduces a risk for you, like, If you're running a site or you're and I won't say necessarily you're running the site, but let's say you're a server or whatnot, and someone does something that has nothing to do with you. Now the reality is said that you can't be sued for something that somebody else does, because at the end of the day, like I create a social network. And somebody does something or posts something on that social network, I can't be sued for it. But what it does, it allows for civil suits, meaning the government can't come get you, but quote unquote regular folk can sue you again and again and again. And so you're not going to make any money. Now, you know, who wins in this is the lawyers. Because as we know, lawyers need lawsuits to keep making money. So what happens in this scenario is now everyone's going to be suing every website imaginable. It makes me think, well, damn, do I even want a website going forward, right? Because you got a website and shit. Somebody wants to sue you for something that somebody did on your website that you may not even pay no attention to. They made a comment, and then a whole bunch of people make comments, as you see on a lot of websites. Somebody gets offended, and then they sue you. And you're like, oh, shit, this is a comment page. People make comments all the time. But, yeah, it doesn't matter. You're going to get it. So, yeah. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal until you start thinking, like, for a smaller business, people like myself, we can't afford to keep lawyers on tap. So you go out of business. So if all the small businesses go out of business, then you're stuck with what? Just big business. I think that's kind of what the point is. I don't know. On that note, I'm going to go on break because I think I need one. And I'm just going to ride out with the homies tonight. This is my homies, the crew formerly known as HISD, Piano Sunrise.
Practice, clang 'em. Water key, your verse, practice, clang 'em. Wind up the beat, kids in the street. an O to a P to a G to a G in the belly of a beast where they peep and collide for peace to a sun in the east. Freedom speaks from piano, songs in the key of life, husband, wife, mama's life, see it in the early morning, guard as you can uniform, form a rap, make a beat, make a move, make it real deal, that's my boy. Time as groove, smooth as the fingers touch, keep the key the same, rush not to make a beat, but my hustle and my speech, contradict the art of street, a vegan eat, see how ironic that we meet, trying to beat the same piece, I'm just giving you a piece of mine, this time, open your eyes, piano son, rise,
together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was H-I-S-D, Piano Sunrise. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Y'all know what time it is. Eric Paddock, Las Vegas gunman. I don't think there's anybody who wasn't shocked to wake up and hear that happening. I know I've, like most people, have been to Vegas several times in your life. You know, Vegas, you go there, have a good time, don't even talk about what happened, and you go home. Not that I've ever done anything that was worth talking about there, allegedly. But what it is, you know, it's just nondescript. I mean, Vegas was the place where you had fun. It's just like ho-hum, like, there's nothing even to talk about. So why are we talking about it? Because and the facts about this makes no sense. Eric Paddock, a so-called peaceful man, allegedly a rich gambler, just decided, you know what, I'm going to shoot up a concert. And I mean, it's like the weirdest thing ever, right? Because we're talking about supposedly a non-trained, non-military guy who planned this whole thing, set up cameras. He's not an expert in anything, but he set up cameras. He's firing all kinds of weapons. He's supposedly had like over 40-some guns in the room. It's not, supposedly he wasn't a military cat. And allegedly, he did all this by his damn self. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but all this sounds fishy as hell. It just don't sound right. I mean, we're talking about a rich white man who, instead of just enjoying, 64 years old, right? Instead of enjoying his rich whiteness, not that that's, you know, good or a bad thing, but enjoying his life, he's living the dream, right? And he decides, I'm going to shoot and kill a whole bunch of people I don't know. And on top of it, it's a white dude who kills a bunch of white people. the worst that that could be associated with the dude is that his father, Patrick Benjamin Paddock, was a bank robber that was on America's, not America's Most Wanted, but he was on the FBI's Most Wanted list in the 60s. Homie had no criminal record, nothing. So, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, obviously, you know, they've gone into his life, they've gone, seen his family, they're even going after his girlfriend, she's out of town, they're like, oh, well, he sent her $100,000, well, he's rich. What's $100,000 to a rich guy? It's like, yeah, she's in the Philippines, you sent her $100,000, okay. So they at first they're like, well, she's a person of interest. I'm like, why is she a person of interest? She didn't fire not one bullet. It's kind of scary because what you're talking about here is you're a person of interest if somebody you know does something. And, you know, I guess folks talked to you and they allegedly cleared her because she was out of town. Thankfully for her ass, right? Because if she had been in Vegas, you know, like at another hotel, didn't know that he was there, her life would have been ruined. Although her life probably is still ruined right now to this day because she was actually dating the dude. Even though, once again, everything is sketchy about this because there's nothing that makes sense about any of it. A rich white man that decides I'm going to kill a bunch of white people at a country western concert. Now, you know, when you first saw it, I know when I first saw it, I was like, first, the obvious thing, please don't be a black man. Please don't be a black man. Please don't be a black man. If it's a black man, I don't even want to go outside because I already know it's on. You have to be ready. Not fake ready, but ready, right? Because quite honestly, you know, a black man would have shot up a whole bunch of white people at a country western concert would have been problems. Just like if it would have been an Arab man, it would have been anything but a white man, it would have been a real problem. I mean, it would have been in the streets. It would have been all kinds of craziness. But as it stands now, everybody's silent. It's like really, really quiet. I mean, once again, nobody understands what happened. You don't understand anything. There's nothing about it that makes sense. And I mean, they talk about where he worked. And I mean, you go through all the nonsensical stuff, but you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So, as a conspiracy theorist, you say, all right, what makes sense when it comes to this? You would say, if we were going to do some deductive reasoning, homie probably was FBI, CIA, and off the books guy. If it was him, right? So we start off with the if it was him part. Because once again, we don't know. Because there's the whole, is this what they call a false flag event? Which was something done by the government to push a certain agenda, as some folks call for it. You know, that... For example, the Alex Jones channel. If you don't know, Alex Jones is a conspiracy guy on his channel, they said that it was a false flag operation designed to strip Second Amendment gun rights from Americans. Scott David Knight, the host of the morning program on Alex Jones' InfoWars channel, said that as we look at the 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, it's coming November 4th. We have a new civil war that is coming to overthrow the government. Talking about how these Antifa communists are training with weapons. I'm always amazed by these white people who are in charge, you know, white males in particular, creating enemies that aren't, the Antifa communists, who is just, you know, as I've gleaned, just another group of white dudes fighting the other group of white dudes. It's like, you know, the rest of us, we're kind of out of it, right? Like, oh, all right, y'all fighting over what? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, the point being, we have the rise of the disenchanted white man who is upset, bent out of shape because, well, damn it, we're in charge of everything, but it's like there are some people who are trying to take what we have. It's like this mysterious enemy that ain't there, but is there, that veil threat that the rest of us don't know anything about, but it's there nonetheless. You know, because you keep hearing about Antifa, and Antifa is the enemy, and I'm guessing they would veil it and try to say that Black Lives Matter and Black folks is involved in Antifa. But, yeah, no. Black folks ain't. Well, I won't say that there aren't any Black folks in Antifa, because I'm going to guess that there are. Because, hell, there are Black folks who love the Confederacy. So if they love the Confederacy, they probably can love Antifa too. So Black folks are always going to be Black folks, or as we call them, coons, who love people who hate them and work real hard to say, hey, you know what? Even though you hate me, I love you. So I would always caution, even though it doesn't matter, I would caution against people putting that guy up. You see a picture, and I'm sure there's going to come a picture of an Antifa guy one day, black skin, whatever. They're going to show him. He'll be the face of Antifa, and they'll be, I don't know. I'm just confused with all of this, but that's one conspiracy theory that comes out there. Then you, of course, have everyone. I mean, and it's crazy. Like the CBS exec who was fired because she posted on social media, like, hey, I'm not even sympathetic to the victims of Sunday shooting, because they were Republican. And I will quote Haley Geffman Gold. She wrote, "If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that Repugs will ever do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters." That is some cold-blooded. White people, y'all are some cold-blooded individuals. I mean, those folks, they were just trying to get their you know, non-rhythmatic boogie on at a concert. That's it. You know, just trying to have a good time. And you got shot up for it. You know, they innocent folks. You know, yeah, there's probably some rednecks out there, but hey, it's rednecks dancing. If rednecks won't get together and dance, more power to them. I don't know. In these situations, it's like, look, that's just folks who want to have a good time. I mean, I encourage it. I've said many times, my favorite thing on vacation is watching white people dance. I encourage y'all to do what y'all do. I mean, it is one of the most pleasurable things that I can undergo, seeing it happen. Y'all get it in the most uncoordinated way. And I will say that I enjoy it thoroughly. Anyway, back to our scheduled program. Boxing Friends, they said that CNN was partly to blame for the Las Vegas shooting. It's like, they're like CNN was to blame. Like, you know what? Maybe Paddock was watching CNN so much, and he was like, I'm going to prove them. I don't get how CNN was the problem, but this is that whole partisan politics type deal where, once again, Y'all are hilarious on this Republican Democrat deal. It's just a bunch of folks just got killed. Their families is suffering, having to deal with the fact that a loved one ain't gonna be around no more. And y'all talking about, well, them Republicans, them Democrats and CNN and all that other stuff. It's just like, you know, it was a sick individual who killed a bunch of people. I don't think the news channel, unless he worked for CNN and was like, yo, CNN on mine, and I'm killing everybody who don't like CNN. I mean, that was is there audio saying that? Probably not. It's crazy, the stuff that's out there, you know, when you start talking about it and you hear what people are saying. And once again, nobody's talking about OJ at all. And, you know, OJ's upset. He's like, well, damn. Y'all not even worrying about me. I was in Vegas. I just got out. I'm just glad that they didn't blame it on OJ. It's like, oh, they let OJ out, and what happens is there's a shooting. It's like, oh, OJ did it. I guess we can't blame this one on him. Thank goodness for OJ, right? But yeah. That's what we're saying. And I don't understand where the quote unquote politics go into this, except for the fact that y'all just crazy. Instead of questioning the event, what happened, how it happened, and why it happened, you know what I mean? Because I'm a why guy. You should want to know why. I mean, because everything is up in the air on why this guy did it. What was his motivation? It hasn't come out. Nobody has a fucking clue as to why. I mean, we talk about everything else, what he is, what he isn't, what he did, how he worked, how much money he's got. But we talk about why. Nobody's talking about it. You know, I don't know either, but I'm not going to try to talk about it, at least not in this segment. I'm going to go on break. This is Master Ace. Take a look around.
I got something I want y'all to do. Take a look around. Take a look around. Take a look around and ask yourself why. See all those people on the other side of town living large and posting high. Take a look around. See that bum rush to the liquor store? He sold out the Thunderbirds. But I got to say more. Take a look around at the wealthy and rich. Go to plush parties and do-si-do together. Is that a bitch? Because they're moving on. While most of us sit back complaining about ain't enough opportunities for our people, like it's always raining. But take a look around, because I see plenty of sunshine in the sky. Maybe next time, instead of complaining, you'll go out and get a piece of the pie. Take a look around. Take a look around. Take a look around as more young people take their eyes off the prize. See my man Simon talking about he's gonna put a kit and a rag top on that 560 SEC he buys. Take a look around at the music man on the corner playing his sax, filling the air with jazz. He's a one-man symphony. See that $2 of change in his hat? No, that's all that brother has. This is just a little letter about the situation we live in. Take a look around and realize to succeed, we just can't give in. Now, take a look around. Hey, brother, take a look around. Hey, sister, take a look around. Now, money made is not necessarily money earned, but those who earn money seem to have a lot left. And not very often are those tables ever turned. But then again, money's not a measure of success. The power of three, you see, is ever present. Slide and Rogers proves to get the meaning. Only a true king can call someone a peasant. You hold a microphone before a throne, I find you fiending. The pursuit of happiness and money are not the same. There is some overlap, but they're still separate goals. Because it's possible to have one without the other. Shame. Some don't realize it, so they sell away their souls. Take a look around. Take a look around. As I walk through Grand Central, I see so very many brothers and sisters that are down on their luck. If they're really pie and they just aren't getting any, it's because they're lazy and they just don't give a fuck. Walking through the park, I see Bam Bam playing CeeLo. 4, 5, 6. Bam just lost 3 G's and a kilo. Who says they only play for kicks? Take a look around. Take a look around. I remember Jackie. When Jackie was a hottie, jeans used to fit her like the skin upon a grape. Me and every other brother fiend for her body. But she's smoking, so now look at her shape. Now Mrs. Green goes to church like every single Sunday. And she had 3 sons, Ron, Mike, and Dale. Maybe if she'd done a little bit more than just pray, Ron wouldn't be dead. And the other two, they wouldn't be in jail. I remember Mr. T. He used to walk with a limp. He had a wooden leg, you know, because he lost it in the war. Maybe if this country had made some attempt to take care of their veterans, Mr. T, he wouldn't have had to die poor. Take a look around. Hey, brothers, sisters, take a look around.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Master Ace. Take a look around. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. And you know what time it is. It's that time of the show where we talk about those things that happen again and again and again and again. And it's just Groundhog Day. Deja vu.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again that my homie is always saying, oh, hell no, to? Oh, hell. Shit that just happened Sunday. Las Vegas attack wasn't denounced as a terrorist attack, even though they say, oh, it's the biggest domestic attack in the United States since what happened at the Pulse nightclub last year. Yeah. 59. But it's not a terrorist attack because it's a white man. We can say we don't want to pull the race card, but I mean, we just gonna play the cards that we dealt with, right? So, a white man killing a whole bunch of innocent people. I mean, we're talking about he killed a whole bunch of innocent white people, but he is not a terrorist. You know, and we talked about that whole lone gunman, and it's the exact same comments you hear all the time. Oh, David, you know, with the people that he bought the 30-some guns from, but he seemed normal. Nothing triggered any alarms. We have a certain lingo that we use when they, I mean, because there was no reason to suspect that a white man would be violent. Right? I mean, because it is what it is. He's normal. Now, if I would have gone in and bought over 30 guns and thousands of bullets, It probably would have been, you know, there's an issue. And I'm a square. You know, the whole no criminal background, none of that stuff, that stuff, they all apply. But difference is, of course, I'm a black man. He's a white man. I mean, he's a rich white man who should have been just in his latter years, just, you know, making it rain and living his life of luxury. Now, he just decided to shoot a whole lot of people. But he's not a terrorist. And this is not a terrorist act. That's Groundhog Day in America, because terrorist acts in America aren't committed by white people. Even though there's a long line of them. I mean, Charlottesville last month, that's a terrorist act. A dude driving his car into a bunch of people he did not know, saying he felt threatened, driving a car into a whole bunch of unarmed peaceful protesters. You know, we know about Timothy McVeigh, the dude that blew up the FBI building in Oklahoma. It's kind of a terrorist. It's a terrorist attack. You know, there was the guy, I reported it earlier this year, who, I think it was this summer, he had, him and his homies had bombs, had paraphernalia, Nazi paraphernalia in the house, in the apartment, and they had bomb material, and they, you know, basically it talked about blowing up and killing a lot of people. They weren't terrorists, though. I mean, it's a common theme. And I mean, just, and to say that this is the largest thing, and they say in modern history, you know, because once again, and me and Mr. J, we talked about this online in our Smooth Drama group. It's like, well, you know, there's Rosewood, there's a Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. I mean, they're where they just wiped out everybody in the town. But doesn't really count because, once again, it's Black folks. So, you know, Black folks don't really count in the equation when it comes to these scenarios. You don't count Black lives, you know, and that's kind of, if we won't say Black Lives Matter, we just say Black folks don't count. That's kind of what the scenario says. You kill a bunch of Black folks, I guess when it comes to Black folks, that whole 3/5 of a person in the count is how they go about it. So we say, you wiped out the whole town of Rosewood and it's over 150 people. Maybe it was like, it comes out to like 45 because you're going 3/5. So every 3 people that were killed in Rosewood counts as 1. I mean, that's the only thing. Or no, I'm wrong. See, this is why I was not a math major. 3/5 times 2 is 1 1/5. So that 6 people equals 1 1/5 of a person. So technically, under that math, 6 into 150 would be, ooh, that's roughly about 20, 2, 3, about 26 people. So yeah. Under the math that, you know, it's in the Constitution, that's why we didn't count. So we start talking about Oklahoma. We talk about any wipeout of Black folks in Black community. If you go to 3/5 math, yeah, we don't quite get up to 50. So I guess that's kind of the scenario. But I think y'all get the gist of my argument. That's where we're at. That's what we're talking about here. He's not a terrorist. Not a terrorist act at all. And we need to have compassion for the people, except for y'all. I mean, y'all don't even have compassion for the folks. Y'all talking about, and you know, I get the anxiety about the guns, and then there's, well, they're trying to take our guns so that they can take this country over. Okay. You know, the people be damned. You know, I mean, all I can think is like, there's a whole bunch of sons, daughters, mothers, aunts, cousins who sad as hell. But, you know, once again, that's that whole humanity thing. You know, the humanity part, we can't even talk about that shit because that's too much talking about humanity. I mean, we talk about humanity. We start talking about like the whole fake news thing. I saw and I shared in my Smooth Drama group again. I'm pumping myself up here. There was a vets for Trump who they were sharing an image, a fake photo of Michael Bennett, where they took him celebrating in the locker room, and they photoshopped a picture of him with the team around, even the coach, white, by the way, even the coach. They're all they're all hollering and screaming, and he's got a flag and he's burning it. That's the picture that's the image that is photoshopped, him holding a flag and burning it in the locker room. That's what they did, and they were like, yeah, see, it's not about, they're posting talking about, see, it's all about this, and see, they're attacking the flag and they're attacking our way of life, which once again, skirting the whole issue, which the protest was about in the first place. Poor, unarmed black folks being shot and killed by the police. But if I go back to my Groundhog Day scenario math, technically the people who were killed, we're talking over 100 unarmed black folks. We use that 3/5 math. It only comes out to like 30 some people. And even then, it's still inconsequential because they're black, once again. But that's the scenario. Peaceful protests, denounced. Fire, hot fire. It's deplorable. This dude killed a whole bunch of people. We don't understand. Why? It's not terrorists, though. Kaepernick is a horrible human being because he peacefully protests. He just kneeled. Horrible, horrible human being. This paddock cat, he just misunderstood. We're trying to figure out what it is. I mean, if it's just him, if he's just a crazy guy that shot and killed a bunch of people, it's a deplorable, he's a horrible human being, period, point blank. That's kind of it. There is nothing else to it. He's a horrible man. But, the black man, even the light-skinned black man, the quote-unquote passing black man, is the most horrible, deplorable human being on earth. Not that he shot anybody, killed anyone. Is that he was like, you know what? Unarmed people should have rights. Unarmed black folks should have rights and should be treated like human beings. That's just an awful concept. And you hear people like, well, he's rich. Why should he care? Now, let's make a contrast here. Kaepernick, a rich black man, hasn't shot not one person. Hasn't even talked about shooting not one person. Didn't set up, didn't buy any weapons, didn't set up any hotel rooms, no cameras, none of that. Didn't kill anyone. Horrible man. Once again, paddock. Rich, elderly white man. He's not a terrorist, though. He's not a horrible, he's not an unpatriotic guy. Not appreciative of his situation. He's just a misunderstood character that we don't understand why he did it. On that note, I am Mr. F, the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.